Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Keelan Patterson, P4P, Real Talk, Midwest Muscle in the house, or in your ear, basically, but we love it anyway. I'm sure you will too. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle. And you should have seen my lips last day. That's crazy. The number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And if you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, and a vehicle to drive your goals, Des.
Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
Yeah, and a sugar deal. Check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, let's talk. Des, how you doing?
I am wonderful. It is absolutely beautiful here in Des Moines, Iowa. I understand you had a little rain there in Illinois.
Yeah, it's Illa. It's Illa, Illa. Hella rain.
Illa, Illa in Illinois.
Yeah, we're Illa in Illinois.
So we had some crazy rain, though, yesterday. A lot of rain quickly, some down trees. So I think it's just weather moving through. So hopefully that's going to dry up here. So a lot of things happening last weekend. A lot of medal earned in the P4P family. Some shout-outs. We have to start with Mr. Meshach Ocean. He is on a roll. This man has been bringing home the gold, if you will, and the dollars in his last, what, three shows? And now he has a three-peat. He is the PNBA Mr. Universe champion 3 years in a row. Go, Meshach! So definitely, this man is a force to be reckoned with. Right along with him, we've got Rich Feliciano. He took the second place in his category. And then we have Misty Soul, and she earned her pro card. So,
yes.
Big things happening with the P4P family this weekend. Also, need to give, yeah, it's awesome. Sensational. Big congrats. We are very excited for all of you. Also, want to give a shout out to Angel Jones, and she competed this past weekend, although I didn't get an update on how that went, so we're sorry, but we will try to get that, but congrats for getting on stage. You look amazing, so shout out to her, and I've got one more, hold with me, trying to find it, and here it is, Robert Daniels. So he took Mr. Classic Physique overall 2016 in his show. So congratulations to Robert Daniels as well. Keep them coming, guys. I know there's more shows coming up, Minnesota Mayhem being one of them, which I just got registered for. So a little scary. It's official now. So that's done. Trying to put the pressure on Mr. Patterson over here to get his registration in. But I understand there are some new developments, or at least new to me, that the Natty Nation needs to know about when registering for Mayhem. Mr. Patterson, if you can share that with us.
Yes. One of the things that it seems like people reach out to us with the questions that they need asked because they're hearing it from so many and trying to find out. And thank you, listeners, for basically sending the questions to us, because we will definitely try to get an answer for you. And case in point, it was asked, since it's no longer a DFAC show, a DFAC sanctioned show, would the crossovers still be non-existent? And that has changed. That has definitely changed. There will be crossovers on the amateurs only, not for the pros, for the amateurs. And he let me know that. So I hope this helps with the people that were considering Cheetah Todd or whatever on if they wanted to compete or not. And that's the information we have so far.
Hey, question though, Kaylin. So usually, since there weren't any crossovers, the Masters competitors would compete in the overall. The winner of the Masters would compete in overall, you know, bikini, figure, so on and so forth. Now, since there's crossover, is that no longer the case? I guess that would be a question to find out also, an answer to find out also.
Exactly. So we'll have that update Thursday.
All right, sounds good.
Go ahead, Doug.
Oh, I was So, you know, one of these days we're going to get video and we're going to be able to see each other and see each other's verbal cues or physical cues, so we won't have these lags that you have when you're on two people, two different states, on phone lines, getting ready to add a third person, because we have, for our special guest tonight, Mr. Joseph Bolton, also known as JB, founder, one of the founders of P4P Muscle, joining us this evening. JB, how are you?
Real good. It's good to be back again and talking with you guys and stuff. A lot of things have been happening in the drug-free world. And I think you guys got a lot of people to talk to.
We do. And we have a lot of people that want to be in the know. So laying it on us.
You need to see what's up with get Vicky on and see what's up with DFAC. They seem like they're trying to take over a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. He's definitely in our sights. Don't doubt that for a second.
So what's happening? Hey, P4P was killing it this past
weren't they
season,
though?
Wasn't
they? I said, yes. That's awesome.
Meshack looked the best guy I ever seen him, man. He looked phenomenal. And Misty, I think this would be her actually second pro card. She got a pro card in another federation. And so she's killing it right now this year. The P4P athletes are coming on strong, man, you know. And then we got you going in mayhem, about to kill up some stuff. So, I mean, things are looking real good with P4P. I was just up at Kentucky at Josh Miller show. Shout out to Josh Miller. One of the best promoters that is out there, I will add. Everybody has nothing but good things. He runs a tight ship. Everything runs on time. I had multiple athletes come up to me and just tell me about how great his show was, how it was run, and stuff like that. So, you know, big shout out to Josh. But I was up there in Kentucky, and you know that's an NPC country. There's not much drug free shows going out that way. And so, I mean, pretty much Josh is it. And he's holding it down, which you should get Josh Miller on. You got to talk about this dude is the only, like, I believe, drug-free shows in Kentucky. You know, I'm not saying that there's not bodybuilding shows. There's a ton of bodybuilding shows, but it's all NPC.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh is leading the game, man. He got his third show. He just added on another show this year and stuff like that. So now he does three shows in Kentucky, and he's talking about adding on another one. And so, I mean, this dude is killing it, man. So, you know, big shout out to him. And him and Melissa. Melissa does a lot of the grunt work. She don't get a lot of shine, but she holds it down. So big shout out to Melissa too as well. So, I had a great time in Kentucky. I wish I could have went to Texas and stuff too as well. But I was up in Kentucky and drug-free bodybuilding is Josh is building something strong out there, man. I met a lot of athletes out there, that either, you know, was P4P athletes or they wanted to be P4P athletes. So P for P is rich down there. So which is pretty interesting and stuff like that. But and then I think I saw you guys in Chicago.
Yeah,
in Chicago at the DFACD DFACD like they're trying to pop up everywhere now and stuff like that. The thing that which I think everybody know now, what Leaf put out there on social media and whatnot, that shook up a lot of things right there and stuff like
sure
that. And I talked to him behind the scenes and whatnot. I can't comment on what we talked about, but he's trying to do some big things, man. He's trying to do what he thinks is right. So but it's interesting what's happening. Drug free body build. Oh my God, this year. I don't know what to say. It's doing some nutty, doing some weird turns, man. What you think is happening is not really happening. And where you think someone is, that's not where they really is. And, it's a crazy, it's crazy how it's going down. But I will say that it's growing. I hope that the promoters, not the promoters, but the organizational heads, understand what they got, and hopefully that they keep what they got. You got some great athletes and stuff like that that are out there. You got to beware, man. You know, you seen Cleveland over there do an NPC show. You see, now you're talking about Siobhan, you hear some people talking to Siobhan about he should be doing that too. And, we got to make sure that we keep our top athletes here and stuff like that and promote the sport itself. So we just have to be aware of that and everything. So that's the one thing that troubles me a little bit. That it seems like we take two steps forward and then one step back. So I don't know. What do you think? What's your feeling about where the drug-free bodybuilding is right now, Kaylin?
Well, I feel like we've taken some great steps, and I like how Joe Perez has said it, to where, we're getting more cheaters involved because the actual shows have addressing the fact that, you can win stuff worth winning instead of the old bowling trophy and the other simple things. And basically the herded cattle mentality is going away. So, the shows have gotten so much better that people are willing to cheat to try and actually win something now, where they usually just basically leave it alone. It was like, I don't know, it's kind of like left alone, but now they're actually jumping in because of the prizes and the awards. So, a lot of people saw that as a negative, but I saw that as a positive because if the show ain't about nothing, and if we used to be the laughable joke in the natural community and the NPC was so much better, they didn't even think about shows like that, but now they're actually jumping in because the shows actually have some stuff that's worth having. So, as much as people might be dismayed by the cheating that's happening, I think they're getting caught. So I'm not throwing my open arms up and giving up because, like I said on a previous show, it's almost like saying because you got one bad church member, then you're going to quit the church. And not only quit the church, then the church should be disbanded. And I said, this just doesn't make sense to me. And I said, so you have one person doing wrong, everybody give up because, Katie barred the door, we're never going to win. I said, that's a defeatist attitude. And I don't know, I guess I've been with the P4P family too long to ever want to give up.
You know, I mean, me and you, Kayla, and I had like some long talks about the sport itself, and you know, I mean, I just, you know, and, you know, my thing is always with the organizational head. You know, I just hope that they know what they got, and or they're not just happy to be where they are, you know, and you know, not want to like do things to grow it, and stuff like that. I do know that they you know, they're taking
crazy.
Say again.
I said Roma is doing something in Buffalo that's going to be insane.
Oh,
I
that's
know.
True.
Yeah,
that's true. And you know, that's one thing that I do really appreciate. And to JB's point that he made, that we do need to keep our top athletes here, because the promoters are one side of it, and they're raising the bar and they are attracting more athletes. But in addition to the prizes that you can win, you also want to know, I mean, we all know, you want to beat the best that there is. And keeping our athletes in our own network is going to be the other part of that equation. But just the things that keep happening, that these promoters keep throwing out there, and even with Leaf's announcement that he's switching to the NAMBF, he's still pulling in mad sponsors for Mayhem, even though it's an unsanctioned show. So, I mean, people are still throwing their support behind him because of the type of show that he runs. And that is just feeding other promoters like Romer and Brian McCabe and Derek Davis and all of them. I mean, if you can continue to have that camaraderie amongst promoters, even if they're not in the same organization, but they're all still natural, that's going to be huge down the road. Huge.
I tell you, now, I mean, we can be real tonight, right? So,
okay.
I mean, all right. So, you know, me, you said something, you said sanction. Now, I think Kayla know how I feel about that. And, in my opinion, there's no such thing as sanction in drug-free bodybuilding. It's something that they sort of made up. And, you know, so like when Leaf did his thing, it was like he says it was a non-sanctioned thing. To me, I don't see the difference. Because if he's doing drug testing, like the other organizations are doing the drug testing the same, then what's the difference? Either of them don't have board. There's not a neutral board or someone where they like college football or college basketball where they go to these organizations and make sure they are tip-top shape and stuff like that. These are business at the end of the day. And what happens is, I mean, I'm not trying to poo-poo on stuff, but I'm just being real. The thing is when they say sanction, man, I mean, what? How you sanction yourself? How you do that? That makes no sense whatsoever. They say, "Oh, this is the same order." What? Why? There's no board. There's nothing that goes on. You do shows. You promote shows. You do drug testing. What's the difference between that and someone who just do a regular show and do the same drug, but maybe doesn't have an organization name on it? What's the difference?
Well, I see your point. Let me respond for the listeners, because I just got one where somebody just competed in Carbondale, but we have to talk about the Caliber show, because I think they're getting it confused. Listener John, just understand when he's talking about that, he's talking about shows that have merit, not that the run-of-the-mill, let's just get people off the street that were gym-ready but not really competition-ready. Because there are still shows like that that exist, and JB is not talking about that in the slightest. He's talking about an actual well-run show was
my thing is, when they say sanctioned, they now if you want to sit there and say this is a better quality show than this show, then that's a different conversation. Mm. When you sitting there saying sanctioned, like using words like that, like collegiate athletics use and things of that nature, when you use words like that, that's like totally false and whatnot, because there you can't sanction yourself. It's a business. And my thing is there's no board. There's no board, separate board that goes in there and makes sure everything is running tip top. Now, if you want, like I said, if they're talking about quality of the shows and you're talking about opinion and whatnot, or what is considered a better quality show than this show, then that's a whole nother conversation. And so, like, you know, that's a whole nother conversation. But that's based off of opinions. There's not really a neutral entity that sit there and classify these shows either, you know, because at the end of the day, whoever says this show is better than this show is based off of opinions, not facts and stuff like that. Because some of the shows that you think is legit isn't legit. Let's be real here. Let's be real. Let's be careful and stuff like that. There's shows me personally that I'm not going to get into that you would have thought was the most, like, this is tip top shape. And when you find the inner workings of that bad boy, it's not.
Yeah.
And so my thing is I'm just being real here. My thing is like, if you want to go into saying what's a better quality show versus another show, that's fine. That's fine. You know, if you sit there saying these people, this dude's been in the industry for 25 years, his reputation is stellar and stuff like that, and this show is qual and stuff like that, okay. Okay, that's fine. But this sanction thing, come on, man. Who are you trying to play? Who are you trying to play? That's a money ploy and stuff like that. That's just to make yourself look like you on some like real stuff when you ain't and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So my thing is like what and like that's my problem. I have problems with words like that because it's doing there to sort of. I don't want to use the right words, but it's sort of like meant to make people think that this show, because they say that this show is being like being presented as a show that's been, you know, just like, you know, a board or something like that that's going through this show, making sure from top to bottom that this show is legit. Like there's no rules that are being broken on either side and whatnot.
Yeah.
And that's not the case.
I got a quick question for you. This is from Sue. And Susan asked, how important is it for – oh, she just misprinted it. Okay. How important is it for natural competitors to be actually taking natural supplements, a.k.a. non-tainted, a.k.a. non-SARM, S-A-R-M, okay. And because even though there's sponsors around, there's actual sponsors that are still bringing their tainted stuff that basically would make a natural athlete banned from the very show that they want to attend.
Yeah. I can only speak for us, but, you know, us personally, you know, we try to, you know, keep our products to where, you know, to the things that have been researched for over 25 years and try to keep, you know, things that are, you know, that are where an athlete can get, you know, in trouble for. At the very least, out of our prize, or, you know, if it's something like it's like on a watch list or something like that, we make sure that they are very educated and is listed all over the place for that. And my thing is that, you know, are there companies that go the other way around? Yeah, they, you know, most definitely, because at the end of the day, you know, they, you know, what, at the end of the day, they trying to make money, okay?
Yeah.
Real aspect of it, and what you got to understand, that, you know, the consumer, these consumers and people like them and whatnot, they sort of curve the way things are done, you know, so my, what's acceptable and what is not acceptable. So, I mean, I'm kind of bad, but honestly, the thing about it is those companies are not going to stop doing certain things in their product based off of drug-free bodybuilding, mainly because they feel that it's second class. And they feel that the real money that they get from the people who don't either test or don't care and stuff like that, and those people, their real money comes from. So, like, until you get either the consumers on this side of it that sit there and say, hey, you know, look, dude, I don't want that stuff in my product, and then they stop buying that stuff, or you get the organization heads that don't just go out for a buck, and they sit there, and they say, look, we're not, if your stuff is on our banned substance list, we're not going to have you sampling it, we're not going to have you have a booth at our stuff, boom, 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 which to this day I don't understand. Because if you have a banned substance list, why would you have a company that you know have banned substances at your actual level? To me, that seems just very weird. And you know, I don't understand that, you know. So my thing is that, you know, until either one of those two happens, either, you know, the people, and usually it has to happen through the people, because the money side of it controls the rest of the people. So it's usually going to have to take, you know, the masses, the people, to sit there and say, hey, we don't, you know, this is how we're going to flow. And then that's when the promoter, the organization, the promoters see this from the ground level. They tell the organization heads, and the organization heads, you know, they don't want their money to be messed with. So then they'll sit there and make certain things. But then at the same time, you know, they're, how they support their shows, right, is through those companies. You know, those companies, you know, until, you know, this is where, you know, if you keep, you know, you keep your demographics like a kiddie pool, you got to understand, man, as much as we're growing compared to the other side of it, there's so much more that the organization heads can be doing and whatnot. We're like a kiddie pool versus over there is like the Atlantic Ocean. The demographics are totally different. And until we expand our demographics and stuff like that, then you're sort of beholden. You're sort of beholden to these companies because you need these companies for prize money, for booth table, you know, to support these shows. So, you know, it's not, you know, they, you know, where, I mean, and let's just be real here. Where the promoters get their money from is from the athletes and from the sponsors. The ticket sales is last on the list. And why is the ticket sales last on the list? Isn't that kind of weird? The tickets the tickets is last on the list. Why? Because the demographics are so small. You're only going to get so many people. Ain't, how many people, if you don't have the athletes, how many people going to show up at that bodybuilding show?
Mm-hmm.
All right? So my thing is that, and, you know, and the athletes got to understand this, dude. They have more power than they know. They just get, you know what I'm saying? They have more power than they know. Everything goes through them. Everything.
You know, and we've said that, we've had other guests say that multiple times before, But that's just, it's not a message that's getting out to the athletes. Or even if they are hearing it, they're not sure what to do with it. How to go about being heard.
Here's the deal. All right, so I had a conversation, I believe, with a friend. I'm not going to say his name because he might not want his name said. But he was a promoter. And I asked him, I was like, what's the majority of the people that do your shows, right? He's been doing shows for years. And he's like, mostly it's new people. It's people who are trying it for the first time. Or, they might have done it a year or two, right? So those people don't really, they're not in the weeds, you know what I'm saying? So they're not, they're just like trying this out. They're not really involved in stuff like that much other than getting ready for that show, one. Number two, the other athletes that are in there, pros or whatever the deal is, they're so locked in on their either shows or whatever. It's like a forever rat race. So it's like, it's a forever rat race. So you focus on the show, and then you do the show, and then if you win, that's cool. If you lose, then, it's sort of like you're back in the rat race again and stuff like that. Even if you win, you're back in the rat race again. So, it's sort of like a tunnel vision focus where they don't see nothing else that's going on other than what's in front of them. And you can't blame them because they're athletes, man. And they're trying to win and do what they're supposed to do. The problem is on the other side of it, they ain't doing what they're supposed to do. And the thing about it is in this, where we are right now, where else are you going to go? A lot of these places either you're going to go NPC or you're going to do this, right? And a lot of people, is either or, it's sort of a monopoly going on here. So there's nothing really for, yet, but, all things change. There's nothing yet that will come out there and sort of be something different. Something that is totally, because mostly people start organization, they just do a different version of the same thing. And that's usually what happens and stuff like that, because a lot of them will not like where they're at. They don't like what's going on. They feel that it is a scam. They think their solution is to do another organization. But the problem is that it's another organization. They tweak it a little bit, but it's basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear the argument that, a lot of athletes say, now this, here's another thing that I got to pay for. So here's another organization and stuff like that. And then, you get a lot of athletes, and here's the problem. You can go back and forth. That whole thing, you can go back and forth between organizations and stuff like that. But these organizations go so hard at each other that some of these athletes, they feel almost traitorous if they feel like they are doing something wrong if they go to another organization. You know what I'm saying? Because if this organization said, man, that organization is shady and whatnot, boom, 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 and they think every other organization is shady other than theirs, then what's the point of being able to go, you know what I'm saying? And you do that to an athlete and stuff like that, you make an athlete basically, if they win somewhere else, that championship is like illegitimate, And you got great athletes, Cleveland Thomas, you got great athletes, that sit there and that wonder, man, and you know, people who've been doing it for a while, it's the same old thing. It's the same old thing. It's a rat race. And what happens is until there's something, in my opinion, this is my opinion, until someone comes in there and bum rush the whole system and do something that is wholly, like, not just create an organization, but get it, you know, create something that is totally go against everything that is going on right now and stuff like that. And until either that happens or the athletes understand on how much that these organizations depend on them just to be able to do, you know, to function and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm not saying like a union or something like that, but they start getting a bunch of athletes and sit there and say, hey, man, we don't like how this stuff is being run. The athletes are being, you know, being holding the bag. The promoters are being held holding the bag and stuff like that. It seems like the only one in there is getting money is the organization head. As much as they try to tell you they ain't. Now no one believes that. So my thing is that, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. There's, it's no matter what happens, you know, we always can only get so far, though, you know what I'm saying? And it seems like there's a roof, there's a ceiling, and we can't peer through that ceiling and whatnot. And the reason why is because, I mean, the system is not conducive to, I mean, here's the thing, the NPC side of it isn't, their system is not great either. And the athletes over there are getting done into as well. But the difference is that their demographics is like the Atlantic Ocean. So they come out smelling a lot better, you know. And so they use things, tactics like, you know, how much promotion they can create for an athlete, right? And I think I had this conversation with Kaylin a while back. Is like, know, if you're doing this for fun, okay, great, awesome, boom, boom. But if you're doing this for real, you got to ask yourself something. And you got to ask yourself either, you know, if you have an organization, right, they either create new promotion or they create new money. If even if those ain't happening, then my thing is like sometimes for what, how they, you know, how the athletes, you know, sit there and you know, they continue to do these same things and stuff like that. And basically these organizations pretty much run their organization how they see fit. There's nobody to sit there and tell them, oh, that's wrong, or you can't do that, or anything like that. You know, pretty much it's a business. They run their business and stuff like that, but they did a successful job. The reason why these athletes also don't come on, they do a successful job of selling themselves to their athletes. They do a great job. Now, I'm not saying that they, you know, they're doing anything shady or anything like that, but I will say that they do a great job of selling their product to their end consumer and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And the end consumer eats it up. They eat it up, even though in the end of all this, they get not much, you know. And some, you know, a lot of people sit there and say, well, dude, I don't do this sport to make money. I do this sport because I love the sport and everything, and I do it for just the love of it and stuff like that. Like I said,
yeah, but if you love the sport, you have to help it grow.
Here's
in
my
the
thing.
Right way.
Right. And my thing is, if you just doing this just for kicks, then I'm not talking to you. What I'm saying is if you feel that you want to, in my opinion, if you feel that you want drug-free, you feel drug-free bodybuilding should be farther than where it is right now. I'm not even talking about money. I'm talking about, like, just promotional-wise, just people knowing who you are and stuff like that. You guys are doing collegiate Olympic style testing in some of these organizations and stuff like that. And the other side ain't, and they get in the pub.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Than drug-free bodybuilding. They got a better public. Because, I mean, if you go on the straight facts and statute and stuff, we should be way farther along than we are policing-wise. As a whole. You know? So, I mean, I've talked to people on a daily in my business and whatnot. Outside people don't even understand this. They don't even get it. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I guess if I was on the outside, I wouldn't get it either and whatnot, you know, because I think Joe said it great. There's no such thing as drug-free swimming, drug-free basketball, drug-free football. There's no such thing as that, you know? And it's like we're like a second-class citizen. And you would think people would sit there and say, all right, you do it for the love of it and everything like that. Well, forget the money. I ain't even talking about cash and stuff like that. What about just promoting the message, dude? What's up with that? Seems like a lot of organizations have problem with promoting their message other than within their own circle. Mm-hmm. I mean, these cats don't act like they ain't got connections. They got connections. I see these dudes getting sponsors and all this stuff with next to nothing, but they can't promote drug-free bodybuilding as a whole out to the public.
Well, now I talked with we had Andrea on. What was it, last week, Dad, or the week before? And I had brought it up, and she said, you know, she was actually, she hadn't really, you know, like you said, it because things have become so run-of-the-mill that these are things that aren't really brought up in meetings or topics or conversations. And she said she was going to do more. She said because she knew, you know, right when I was saying it, that she hadn't done her best to promote the athletes. She knew how to promote shows, but she hadn't done as much to promote the athletes. Andrea Castillo.
She's a promoter, though. I'm talking about the cat sitting in the ivory tower. That's who you need to be having out there promoting drug-free bodybuilding. You see what I'm saying? Promoters, they do a great job. I would never sit there and talk about it because, man, the stuff that promoters do is some people would think is crazy, but they do it because they love the sport. They want to see something for the athletes because they make no money. They make no money, and usually they got to put up money and put up their own money at risk. That's some love. And my thing is they putting up the money, the promoters are putting up the money, and the organizations are collecting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not – this in no way is going out to the promoters. It's not even their fault. It's the organization. This is their brand. This is their brand. And my thing is where are they? Where are they on the big stage? Not just in their circle or social media, putting their little thing on Facebook or whatever, but where are they with their connections that they have, like I was saying, putting out booths at supplement stores and stuff like that. These people who got booths at your shows and stuff like that, things of that nature. Putting out stuff in if it's either commercials, TV, radio, whatever the deal is and whatnot. Promoting drug free bodybuilding as a whole, or getting a publicist or something, and stuff like that. Ain't like they ain't got no money to do it. And if you needed more money to promote this sport, you going to tell me that as much money as these athletes gave already to this sport for nothing and whatnot, or I don't know, I'm not going to say for nothing, but for very little in return, if you're talking about for even for the champions that that became champions over and over again. This is the stuff I'm hearing from people, from champions, from worldwide champions that are telling me this. That they mm-hmm. doing that. That even if they needed more money, they say, "Hey, we gotta up this stuff for more money to and stuff like that." Because we you showed everybody, here's our promotional package. We want to really push drug-free bodybuilding out there. We want to let people understand that we are the legit, you know, industry and stuff like that. Boom, 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 boom. This is what we want to do, but we're going to have to up, you know, things on certain things. You would not have a problem with that. But when you up prices and when you up things just because, there's not even a reason behind it. It's not like, because, like, hey, we're going to go out there and promote the sport more, which is going to be great for the sport. These athletes love this sport, man. At least a lot of them do. And my thing is, mm-hmm. they would love to see this sport be promoted like that. And my thing is that you know, here's the thing, man. You got McDonald's, right? You got people who own franchises, right? And, yeah, they have to do the daily business of their franchise and stuff like that, of their McDonald's. But at the end of the day, McDonald's is an entity of its own. And it's up to McDonald's to put themselves out there so in turn those franchisers can make money, right? If they don't sit mm-hmm. there, McDonald's sit there and create a product and stuff like that and then sit there and tell their franchisors, we need you to make us big. No, we are big. That's the reason why you became franchisers with us. Already big because we promoted our name nationwide all over the world. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to come and extend our brand with great service, great boom, boom, boom to, you know, whatever deal is and stuff like that. Not sit there and sit there on your hands and stuff and expect the promoters to sit there. This is your brand. This is what you came up with. That'd be crazy. Mm-hmm. That'd be like me blaming the athletes for my failure. That's crazy. So, I mean, well, I'm very hard on the organizational head. And, you know, I have not much love for them. You know, love the promoters to death. Love the athletes to death. Really love the promoters because, man, dude, without them, I mean, they really love this sport. And I'm going to just tell you, I done heard horror stories of promoters that got ganked, that in debt, overstayed.
I hate laughing, but I'm
serious. And I'm serious, dude. And, I mean, I'm just telling you, man, I mean, stuff that a lot of people don't understand, the stuff that Leaf and promoters like Leaf, the type of shows that they put out there, the money they put behind there with not knowing if they're going to get that money back, that's stuff that you would do if you were like the organizational head and stuff like that. Because here's my thing, man. It'd be different if this – here, like, for instance, and I'm talking real here, all right? I'm talking real. I'm not going to name nobody else's name because I don't want to get them involved in my smoke and what I'm doing right now. But my thing is that I talked to another promoter guy, and he started his stuff in a place where there was no drug-free shows whatsoever. And the thing is did these the people that he built it up strong and stuff like that, did these people come because of this one organization, or did they come because of that one promoter and whatnot? And 9 times out of 10, it came because of that promoter and everything, what he built there and stuff like that and sustained there. My thing is that sometimes some of these heads, organization had put more, they put themselves in a class like they McDonald's or something. Like their name carries some serious weight. And yeah, within circles, but when you go outside that demographic, it's not much. And a lot depends on that damn promoter, you know, making things happen. And my thing is that I feel that the promoters need more help from the organizations. I understand whatever, there's different deals from Reddit. I'm not saying all organizations do this, but I'm saying that it's not a good track record, man. That's all I'm saying. It's not a good track record. If my thing is that, you know, they definitely all need to do a better job of promoting the sport, not their organization, the sport. And it's hard to do when you're trashing everybody else. It's hard to promote just the sport when you're trashing every other organization out there that's within your drug-free sport. Now, is everything perfect? Is there some nutty people out there? Is there some cats that are going straight for cash?
Kaylin, are you still there?
Yeah.
I think we lost him there. Okay.
No, I'm here.
I don't think. Okay, we've got you. I don't think we have JB anymore. JB, are you there?
Oh.
All right, well, I'm not sure what quite happened there, but he was bringing up a lot of good points tonight. He was definitely keeping it real, that's for sure.
Yes, he did.
So I'm sure our listeners have lots of comments, questions, thoughts on the very topics that he was talking about, and I know we'll have him back on the show again if we don't see him here momentarily, but... You know, he is right about a lot of things. We've got a lot of good promoters that are stepping up, more and more joining the ranks of the good promoters that were there all the time. We have great athletes that are sticking with the sport. So now the only thing left is to make sure that the organizations continue to support these other two groups that are doing their part.
Yeah.
Kaylin, are you?
We have to do much, much more, like he's saying, to be the people we want to be. Because I think, like, I can't remember who it was. We've had so many good guests on this show. But where they were saying, it's like we keep waiting for somebody else and the next man. You know, that famous statement, somebody should do something. And we never consider ourselves as being that somebody. And, you know, I love what we do on this show, but it's just a part. You know, there's got to be some legwork as well as air work, as well as speaking out. It's got to, like, what is it, the old saying, it takes a community to raise a child? It takes a community to bring around social justice. And we're continuing to basically, like you said, all right, we know something needs to happen. But nobody wants to ever say what needs to happen. So do we just keep doing the same old and complaining? Or do we actually say, well, I'm not, if the promoter's not, the organization's not testing the way they should test, then I'm not going to the show. Or if something's not happening, then we as a group should not be involved in it. Because, like, you know, it is true what Joe said. How many other sports do you have drug-free as part of the name?
It's very true. Very true. Lots to think on. And we're totally over time tonight, my friend. It's easy to do when you have great things to talk about. And we've got a great show coming up on Thursday as well. We're going to have Kaylin and we're going to have Rich. And we are going to be having a conversation from their perspective of, you know, coming in second when you should have been first. And that's basically referring to being beaten by an individual who has tested positive or did not pass their drug test. So we're going to have firsthand conversation, firsthand experience to be shared with us on Thursday. Kaylin, do you have any thoughts before we close?
Just that, you know, JB brought up a lot of good points, and, you know,
I hope people don't think he was trashing anything other than the change that needs to happen. And okay, we're going back to our listener, John, his question about when he was bringing up, he wasn't talking about the shows that are basically being promoted that we've been promoting on this show. He was speaking more towards the run of the mill. You know, I want to get my guys in the gym together and get them a bowling trophy. And basically, there's it's really, you have to question the judging and everything else. And by the time the show's over, it's really, you know, you're scratching your head. And those kind of shows, like I said, they're few and far between, and they're dwindling. And I'm glad, because you know, they were pretty much scams and ripoffs, and just, you know, ways for somebody to line their pockets. So that's not the shows he was referring to. He was basically speaking the difference between a high caliber show and a sanctioned show. That's two different entities. And I hope our listeners will keep up with that and not think he was saying, you know, this organization is better than that organization. He's basically speaking against, I mean, he's talking, he might be talking more than the layman is willing to hear, but it's a lot, yeah, it's a lot different. And that's all I got to say.
All right, well, point made. So, folks, keep the questions coming in. We love having them. JB, wherever you are out there, thanks for joining us tonight. You know we're going to have you back again. On behalf of myself, Kaylin, and P for P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.